Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Wheat producers through the Oklahoma Wheat Commission actively support the wheat breeding efforts of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University and wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver. Dr. Carver has a vision of helping wheat producers succeed not just as grain producers, but also as food crop producers.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the prize food of human civilization. It's what got us started. And that's the way we need to approach it from a plant breeding standpoint. Let's not just think about yield, test weight, and protein. We'll do that. But let's be a little bit more sophisticated and give this food crop the attention it deserves and bring out the best qualities of it. I mean, there's a lot of good qualities in the wheat germ. You get bioactive compounds that help us in our health and nutrition. There's things in the bran. Those are kind of that's the frontier where I think we are approaching, if not in, to address conventional wheat breeding.
Learn more about how the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer at okwheat.org.
Well, cash cattle interest and activities expected to remain quiet through most of the day today, following high cash cattle trade last week with sales generally $1 to $2 higher and firming support in futures trade. Higher cash market expectations are evident in early August. It will be interesting to see how the weekly average cash cattle trade ends up last week once morning reports are released on Monday. Firm gains in cash cattle trade last week will likely build on the momentum seen in July and carry the positive market shifts into August. Firm gains Friday in the hog futures, as is still not able to create significant confidence in the entire hog complex and break prices away from the weaker sideways market trend. Active hog slaughter numbers have continued to develop, although packers continue to struggle with labor issues, but this has generally kept the market current, with average hog weight steadily declining over the last 3 months. The fact that hog weights are overall hog numbers are well above year-ago levels is no surprise to anyone, but it does limit the upside market moves as concerns of further demand growth in the pork industry remain. Moving to the grains, the wheat prices weaker across the board overnight, with Kansas City and Chicago leading losses down 6 and 7 cents a bushel. The losses are offsetting the gains from Friday and then some, keeping the overall downtrend dating back to mid-July in place. Harvest data from Russia released late week seems to be adding pressure, as crops would appear to be getting larger for the globe's largest exporter. Corn prices are steady to slightly lower overnight, chopping just above one-month lows. The main themes of price action remain the same, with weather nearly ideal for much of the Midwest, while export demands continue to impress. The soy complex is mixed to higher overnight, with soybeans and soybean oil higher while meal posts small gains. Small losses. Gains are being led by soybean oil, which is up about 1.3 to 1.4% overnight and making new five-month highs. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
August live cattle up $1.10, 102.82. October is up 112 and 107.87. August feeder cattle up 165, 144.67. September is up 180 at 146.22. August hogs up 57 cents, 52 even. October is up 130 at 49.62. Kansas City wheat, September up 2.5, 442.5. December is up 2.5, 453. Chicago wheat, September up 1.75, 531.25. December is up 2.75 at 538.75. September corn up a quarter penny, 316. December was up a quarter penny, 327. August soybeans up 5.75 at 897 and a half penny. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.